actual marriage ceremony, the chuppah, is a problem of the issa of kingdom shabbos.
So Bekitzer, that's how it comes out. Chasdus are not allowed on Shabbos itself. I just met someone today. Funny, he told me his father was offered that if he makes the chasdus on Friday, the chasdus is paid for. They were trying to encourage him. And someone told me that so also, I think the guy ever also promised, I think, $10,000, I think, to people who make chasdus on Friday. But then someone told me the Ramah actually says that the minig in Cracker is not to have a chasdus on Shabbos, even on Friday. Interesting thing, I mean, we're talking about on Friday, we're talking about the reason being, he said, because Elias can make a lot of mishogim, things don't work out, and things can go wrong, and it can run into Shabbos. So a mini cracker, someone told me, the Ramah says that a minig in this town is not to have, a chuppah kiddush on Erev Shabbos. But strictly speaking, you could. Here, the machaber talking about on Shabbos itself, that's what we're talking about here. On Shabbos itself, you're allowed to have it. So the machaber says that you can't do kiddushin, and you can't do lemais, you can't do chuppah either. On that, the Ramah says that b'shas hadchak, in emergency, where lemais, everything's been repaired, and unfortunately, it didn't work out, got delayed, and the only thing is the kiddushin don't take place on Shabbos, or the chuppah don't take place on Shabbos, but we're allowed to do it on Shabbos. In emergency, we're allowed to do on Shabbos. Not ideal, but that's what we're allowed to do.
Friday or
Chuppah
on Shabbos?
On Shabbos, not on Shabbos. I mean, strictly speaking, a Chuppah on Friday and everything on Friday is mutter. I say, people
you're
try to encourage it.
You're in Cracker.
In Cracker, the Ramah's meaning was not. The Ramah said, I shouldn't do it. In Cracker, one should not do it. Because it can make problems. Otherwise, you can make mistakes. It's better not to do it. But strictly speaking, that's allowed.
Chuppah's not?
That's not called an odd question, actually. It doesn't have to be set up before Shabbos.
Yeah,
and even if you set it up before Shabbos, if it's handmade, if it's handheld, there's no problem with oil. It's not a problem with oil. Okay, then we spoke about Pidin Abem. We said you can't do Pidin Abem. Then we spoke about Hefka, making something Hefka on Shabbos. So we said, Hefka is also really similar to buying and selling. Because you're getting something out of your domain. It's going out of your Rishus. Even so, we said that many possible hold that since it's not going from you to someone else, it's just going out in the middle of nowhere, that's really better. So the Esav Tzorich ones allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. We said Levi's Mishavur speaks about Chomet Er Pesach, which fell on Shabbos. In such a case there, one forgot to get rid of Chomets, he realized he's got some Chomets in his house, he didn't really get rid of it. It can happen, yeah, a person makes a mistake. I know someone, we went to get Smicha somewhere, just after Pesach, so the Rav told us, an interesting question actually, he said, there's a question how he started off with us, is that Smicha, he said, Levi's, there was a person owned a food shop, and his friend told him he shouldn't go to the Bezdin to sell the chomets. It's much better to do a realistic sale with a goy yourself, rather than going via Bezdin. You know, not sure when the goy really going to come. Go to a private non-Jew yourself and sell it to him. Kitsi did it. Unfortunately, he didn't do all the kinyanim that he was supposed to do. In the middle of Pesach, the guy realized that the kinyanim he did actually didn't work. So he asked, "Have we got any attain for this person?" It's a problem. I'm just a serious problem. So this, the Mishnah Berurah around Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, a person realized that he forgot to get rid of chomets. That's very much easier. So then the Mishnah Berurah says you can mafka, you can make a hefka. You're allowed to make a hefka, and that's allowed. And then we spoke about finding, we spoke about yesterday, about can you acquire from hefka? I mean, someone's walking the street on Yom Tov, and he sees a gold watch lying on the street. So let's say it's in the middle of a town, there's a row of non-Jews there, so the person's miyayish, no simonon. Is he allowed to take it? So the mice say, really, he'd be allowed to take it.
Yeah.
But can you be coined from Hefka on Shabbos? So we said that some poskim hold that taking in from Hefka is allowed. Another interesting thing. I forgot to mention yesterday, another final thing on this, one of these gezeiras actually, very interesting, well, there's a few more, but another one, is doing a goral on Shabbos, a lottery. That means, for example, you want to give out something in shul. So the best way to do it is you're not sure who to give it to. So in the lottery you put hats with different numbers inside. You say, whoever picks out number 50 gets the thing. That chazal don't allow to be done on Shabbos. It resembles mechach memka. It's again, it's an acquisition. You're doing something right by
it.
I'll say that it's a tzorich mitzvah. That there's a bit more into it. There's also a big question. The apostle might say, is allowed to be done this lemaisa, yeah? The maisa, they say it's a mitzvah maybe, and you're not actually, it's just words, you're not actually doing an action. Way better. I don't know. But it's an interesting question. So it's a lottery should not be done on Shabbos. So if you want to give out to your children, for example, one wants a pulka, one wants another part of the meat. So you say, you know what, I'm going to, whoever picks what's in my hand, for example, gets that piece. That shouldn't be done. And we used to play at school, but it can't be done on Shabbos. They watch the heads and tails. Heads you win, tails you lose, and so on. Yeah, not two people playing. Anything like that shouldn't be done on Shabbos. because it's like winning something. You're doing a game where you're winning via something else, via lotteries that shouldn't be done. So that, so, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what they do. I saw this. What do you do? You hold in your fist. What do you do?
You guess how many is in there. If you say three, and there's three there, then you give it
to
him. If there's less or more, then you keep it.
I heard this game. I don't know. I don't watch it. It's a bit similar to this problem.
It's similar.
I saw someone say this. I couldn't work out the game part because it says if the person gets what's in your hand, he gets what's in there. But he didn't say once he doesn't get it. He didn't speak out the other side. I didn't see it on the other side.
If it's wrong, if they're not, if you have to guess, if you guess the right time, you get.
So that's a winning game. That the chur is not similar. And you win something. It's like the posh, they say, for example. To play a dice game on Shabbos where you don't win anything really, much like snakes and ladders. So it's a nice game to play, but there's no winning. You don't win. I mean, you win the game, obviously, but there's nothing tangible. You get nothing at the end of the day. That's no issue of this thing. That's not like a lottery. But to throw a dice up to see who's going to get the bigger portion, the one who gets the higher number, for example, gets a bigger portion, that you can't do.
So this game,
so that, I've just checked out the that game shouldn't be played in Shabbos. Sounds like a good game. Why? That's what? Well, no, I give the chinuch. You have to know, I don't know. Sounds interesting. Yeah. Okay, it's a bit, I would have thought it's a bit of a problem.
It is like, just a thought. Sometimes you throw the dice, who starts, who gets the high level.
Yeah, and Sam, that's also true, but that's, to start a game is not a problem. You're not winning anything. To throw a dice, who gets a high number to get something, that's a problem. So you've got a piece of chicken on the table, and one person wants a bigger one, they both want a bigger piece. So you say, throw the dice, whoever gets a higher number will get that bigger piece. That is a problem. But to throw a dice to see who starts the game, that's no problem. So all these games are chur and mutter on Shabbos, Monopoly, all these games, but you can't do the mutter. Some say you shouldn't play Monopoly, it's a business game and everything, but the matter, strictly speaking, it's a locker, there's nothing wrong. Okay. That's not the problem.
Chess
is not the same. It's not boring if you use it straight away. You have to be careful. It's time consuming. Maybe not in the spirit of Shabbos, but Ikar Din, there's nothing wrong with the game. Imagine you're playing a game and a person enjoying themselves. Strictly speaking, there's no boring. I mean, when you finish the game, you want to put all the black pieces in one compartment and white somewhere else. That's a problem. That's boring. Not for now. But if you're using it straight away, there's no problem with boring. The next Issa of Chazal is very interesting. It's the Issa of Schar Shabbos. Very interesting when you're over here. And that is Chazal don't allow a person to benefit from doing some work on Shabbos. That means the work can be mutter. It means the babysitters do nothing wrong on Shabbos. About Tfilah, all these people, okay, see, I tell you, when people do a mitzvah, but the Meister, a person's doing a job, he's a waiter, or he's setting up a kiddush, he's doing something which is completely allowed, there's nothing wrong whatsoever. The Chazal don't allow a person to be paid for that job. That's Chash Shabbos. It looks very similar to Mechach HaMemka. It looks very much like business. Person's doing business on Shabbos. So a person is not allowed to get a schar on Shabbos for doing something. Therefore, tutoring, babysitting, it even applies to rentals. I can't rent my car out, say, just for use on Shabbos itself. He says, as long as you comes to me, there's nothing wrong. The goy wants to use my car on Shabbos. No one knows my car, no matter. I have nothing wrong at all. And the goy comes to me before Shabbos. He says he wants to pay for the hire to use my car on Shabbos itself. That's a problem. Because I'm getting schar for renting something out. Who I've been renting a room out, renting a property out. Okay, it's not really relevant. You don't always lend it out just for, what do you call it, for one day.
Hotel for one night.
Oh, a hotel for one night. So that's interesting. Okay, a hotel for one night. You've just got one night. Could be... What?
When you check in before Shabbos.
Yeah, you check in before Shabbos. You use the room before Shabbos.
One night.
Yeah, that's true, but that's how they work it out. But the Maisa, they're getting the payment is for also before Shabbos as well. The payment is for use of the room before Shabbos. That will come to that bedroom, yeah. Okay, what else is there? Babysitting, a waiter, all these things that could be a problem. This Issur Schar Shabbos, who's that on? Is it on the giver or the receiver? Yeah, who's the Issur on? It looks like many poskim take on, the Issa is on the makabel, on the receiver. That means if a Yid is a receiver, getting money, he must get paid. That means if a non-Jew pays me for something on Shabbos, I mustn't do it. For me to put this in an interesting halacha, I must say I've looked for this for a long time, it happens very often. Someone's, let's say, making a simcha, and he's got waiters who come to the house to help. At the end of the night, on Friday night, they've finished their job, they've washed up and everything, so you want to be paid. Can you pay them on Shabbos? You got the money in the envelope beforehand, but you have to pay them. Now, there's no issa schar Shabbos to pay a non-Jew, but there's an issa of giving money to a non-Jew on Shabbos.
You have to negotiate to be charged, then
if you give it before Shabbos.
So yeah, she's in charge to give it out. This would be different to the world.
You give it before, but when is the money given? When is the money given to the waiter?
When they finish, when they finish the job.
But has the waiter been? Has the manager got the money in her pocket beforehand?
Yeah.
A lot of times they leave the money secluded somewhere. They leave the money in the cupboard, and at the end of the job, what happens is they give it out. That's the chayyim. That's not so posh of that, actually, to pay someone in your house for what you call doing a service on Shabbos. Nothing to do with schar Shabbos. There's no schar Shabbos on a non-Jew. That's not a problem. There's no issa of schar Shabbos. But to do something where a non-Jew gets money in your house on Shabbos, takes it out, that's the chayyim problematic. It's not 100% clear, but it's a problem. It's a problem, so you have to know how to organize it. The best thing to do is, like you're saying, give it to someone before Shabbos. One of the waiters, see, the thing is, often these waiters only come on Shabbos itself. Well, you don't even write at the beginning. So, the Moshe, someone's making a simcha. So, they've done, let's say, Kabbalah Shabbos 7:30, and 9:30 they're going to start the meal. So, often you'll call the waiters the way to come at 8:30. It's already Shabbos. Or Shabbos morning. You come and set up at Shabbos morning. So, they're not doing anything on Friday night. So, what do you do then? The chayyim, you've got a problem then. I just had it now with a simcha, actually. I mean, the Maisa, so they work for Jewish people, but the Maisa, they weren't so happy, I must tell you. So my wife said to them, I will pay you after Shabbos, what's up with you after Shabbos? So they said, yeah, we understand. They weren't so happy. Obviously, they prefer the money straight away. But it's not so simple, really, to pay them on what do you call it? It's not such a positive thing. What? Yes, if you give it to someone before Shabbos, that is all right. That will be all right. What happens if someone's got Schar Shabbos? This is a very interesting machlokes over here. If someone gets Schar Shabbos, where do you get Schar Shabbos? So this is a famous student from Moshe Feinstein. Where do we get Schar Shabbos? Those are not overdrawn in the bank. Interest in the bank. Now, interest in the bank normally works from 12 till 12. That's how they work. The night starts at 12, but that's how the non-Jewish day starts. On a normal Shabbos, you haven't got a problem because they're paying you, we'll see about this, but I'm going to get through it moments now, but when they pay you the interest, they're paying you for the whole day. And part of that day is not Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Oh, so now, let's say this Yom Tov. Tuesday's Yom Tov. I come out to Rosh Hashanah. So the Moshe, you're getting paid interest, the Moshe, let's say this year. So Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday night. So you're getting paid Sunday night till Monday night, you're getting interest. That's Yom Tov. Monday night to Tuesday night, it's okay. Because on Tuesday, Yom Tov goes out, let's say 9 o'clock. So you've got another 3 hours still to go. Which you'll see, that's the one their theorems are based on, Shabbos. But Sunday night till Monday night is a problem. You're getting paid. I mean, you're doing nothing, actually. It's just your money is making money for you. Those who've got money in the surplus in the bank to get interest from. So your what you call it, is making money for you. That is a problem of Schar Shabbos. So it's interesting. It looks like an interesting machlokes about this point. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, it's also v'hanon. It's also to have any benefit from it. So the chayyim, chuck it out. Throw it down the drain. Can't do anything with it. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his tshuva, he says that Issa is to have an offer of it. But he says you should give it to the stocker anonymously. If you give it to the stocker anonymously, so you're not getting any hanor from the Schar Shabbos. No one knows who gave it. I mean, you put it in the pushka, the person made £500 interest benefit on what you call it on that night, Friday, on Monday night. So on a regular Shabbos is not a problem. It's only a problem when it's 2 days Yom Tov, or it's a problem when it's. What?
Even
the cabal
takes
the data from the Starbucks, also. No, because the issa is for you to have an offer from it. There's no issa with the money. The issa is for the person who got the Schar Shabbos not to have an offer from it. If the person receives it, doesn't get any an offer from it. There's no issa.
It's not called not kosher.
The only who gets it is fine. It's the issa is for the person who has it, who got it, not to have benefit from it. But to pass on to someone who doesn't know it's that money, that's no issa. The mice is engineer.
That's
what
that. Which
if he doesn't know about it, it looks like the Issa Chazal made when you know it was done with Schar Shabbos, you must know an offer from it. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. As I said, Rav Moshe, and Chassam Sofer says a very slender thing. He was talking about a doctor who had to help a non-Jew on Shabbos. And a non-Jew paid the doctor. Sorry, yeah, the non-Jew paid the doctor. At the end of Shabbos, he paid him for the services. That's Schar Shabbos.
He billed him.
So you have to know it's a maton. Let's say it's a normal charge. Let's say it's a normal charge. You have to pay norms, a normal charge. So the Maisa is a bill, a normal fee that you have to pay. Maton is better, but let's say there's a bill, so he has to pay. So the Maisa, the Chassam Sofer was asked, what should you do with that money? So the Chassam Sofer said also a similar thing, that you should give that money away to people without anyone knowing where it comes from. I mean, you put it in a pushka, no one knows where it came from, it just goes to the pushka. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, there is very much. He says he can't have any anachron money at all. No one should have any anachron money. So the Chayyim caught him and threw out down the drain. Mentioned him. Oh, so we come there. So one netting, we'll start this over. Let me just see what else there is. That's the halacha of Schar Shabbos. Yeah, again, there's no Schar Shabbos in an item that's sold. That means, for example, we spoke about last week, for example, let's say someone runs out on Shabbos a bottle of wine. So he goes to the shop's open, he's allowed to, he goes around the back and everything, no man's sign, and he takes a bottle of wine. He's allowed to take it without mentioning, I'm buying off you, and the person's not going to sell it to you, he's not telling him the price. He's allowed to take it. Can he get paid for that bottle that he sold? That's allowed to. Selling was not under the Issa of Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is for a service that you do. You mustn't render a service on Shabbos and get benefit from it. Or you mustn't, yeah, your money mustn't do something and get money out of it. If you're selling an item, there's no Issa of Schar Shabbos. I mean, normally you can't sell it. In the case of where you've got a heifer to sell, then, what do you call it? You're allowed to sell it. If you're sold, there's no Issa of Schar Shabbos on that money. Now, the next thing is, it's a big chiddush over here, Hilchos Schar Shabbos, that's the Gemara. And the Gemara says, a person employs someone for a continued amount of time, and it happens to be that Shabbos is part of the service. I'll come to that in a minute. Let's talk about what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, a person's got a worker, he's employed to work for someone 7 days a week. And it's one big package deal. It's not just that every day is a new day, he doesn't get paid per day, he gets paid for the package, for the work for the week. In that case there, you can pay him even though part of the payment is also for Shabbos. That's called Bahavlo. A person is paying for something which is done, and at the same time, he's paying for something else as well. It's all one big package deal. That means it's not independent. That means normally a person who teaches a person privately, for example, he teaches on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Normally that person gets paid for a Thursday session, gets paid for a Friday session, or something. So they're three independent sessions, got no connection at all. Yes, normal fee is £20 an hour, £25 an hour. So he gets paid for every hour he teaches is £25. So it makes no chiddush when he does it, but he gets paid. That is a certain thing. So there's no link between the teaching on Thursday and the teaching on Friday to Shabbos. That's all separate. Where a person is employed, let's say, to do one job, and the job takes a long time to do, he has to start it on Friday, and let's say it carries on a bit on Shabbos as well, then that is called Bahavlo. So the moshe, let's say for example, let's say someone who has to be a chazan in shul. A chazan who has to prepare, he has to prepare before he comes to shul. He has to prepare the tefillahs, so he could, on Friday he might go through a nusach and go through himself, and then he sings on Shabbos itself. That's called Bahavlo. He's being paid for a service that he's doing, which needs preparation beforehand, plus, as well, he's doing the job on Shabbos. A babysitter, you have to know how that works. If you can call a babysitter to come in, and the babysitter is needed for a job, before Shabbos and after Shabbos, that would be allowed. We'll speak about this a bit more. Wednesday. Okay. Right. A base in Hadi. Each one's a separate. Yeah, that's right. It works like a tutor's, normally a separate cash with each one. Yeah. That's a bit worse.
Can't have a lot.
So you have to know if you can make a lot. Can you make it one job which entails you come now? Can you make it into one? That's a shadow. Okay, gentlemen, let's go.
This was just lying here for a bit.
I think the first one I was
Not nice him as well.